Like most government agencies, the Environmental Protection Agency has been affected by the shutdown. Today, the acting chief of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler, faced a confirmation hearing in the Senate on his nomination to be the agency's permanent head. Wheeler took over the agency this summer after Scott Pruitt resigned amid multiple investigations. Before he joined the Trump administration, Wheeler lobbied on behalf of the coal industry, and critics say that creates ethical problems as well. As acting chief, he has delivered on a promise of deregulation that the president campaigned on and is strongly welcomed by many business and farming voices. Wheeler oversaw rollbacks on car fuel standards, mercury emissions standards, and federal water rules. He's also downplayed the overwhelming scientific consensus on the threat of climate change. Today, Senator Bernie Sanders zeroed in on that.
Do you agree with the scientific community that climate change is a global crisis that must be addressed in an aggressive way?
I believe that climate change is a global issue that must be addressed globally. No one country can...
That wasn't my question, sir. Do you agree with the scientific community?
I would not call it the greatest crisis, no, sir. I consider it a huge issue that has to be addressed globally.
Well, what you are, I found it interesting, Mr. Wheeler, you are the nominee to be head of the Environmental Protection Agency. You just, in your opening statement, did not mention the word climate change.
During Wheeler's hearing, the government shutdown came up several times. We talked to two reporters today who specialize in the environment, who are focused on that issue. Coral Davenport of the New York Times has been covering how inspections of chemical factories and many other industrial sites are not happening right now.
Typically, these inspectors, these EPA engineers and scientists, would be going to places like power plants, oil refineries, chemical facilities, chemical manufacturers, and they would be looking for things like, are these facilities complying with the law? Are they keeping their pollution levels in accordance with the law? Do they have any broken equipment? Do they have hazardous material on site that's supposed to be taken off and dealt with? Are they dumping toxic or hazardous chemicals into nearby rivers and streams, which could be a much cheaper and easier way of getting rid of things? None of this is being overseen right now.
Now, not all of these potential violations are dangerous, but Davenport told us there are far more than the public realizes.
I talked to a furloughed EPA worker who oversees these inspections, and she said that every inspection she has ever done, she finds some kind of violation. Maybe not an extremely hazardous violation, but always some kind of violation, always something that could be dangerous. So, you know, with the shutdown now going into a few weeks, this is hundreds and hundreds of these inspections around the country that are not happening, and facility owners that know that for the foreseeable future, these inspectors will not be on site.
Coral Davenport also told us that most companies would not seek to take advantage of this gap in inspections, but the risks remain real.
You know, more than 90% of industries are pretty good actors. They don't want to break the law. They don't want to be fined. A lot of times, these violations of pollution rules are unintentional. A site might have a piece of equipment that's broken that a company might not know about that could be leaching hazardous material, hazardous waste. And so, you know, the inspectors that I talk to say, this is putting communities absolutely at risk of being exposed to potentially toxic, hazardous chemicals or waste from industrial sites.
Inspections are not the only concern. Ellen Nickmeyer of the Associated Press has been reporting on the stoppage of longtime work and cleanup at Superfund toxic waste sites nationwide. Here's some of what she told us.
There are hundreds of sites around the country that include some of the most contaminated sites in the U.S. They could be old mines, they could be old factories, places that are contaminated by chemicals or radiation or some other threat. Normally, federal workers would be helping with the cleanup of Superfund sites all around the country, and that's not happening with the shutdown. The people we talked to, including former EPA Superfund officials, they said if the shutdown was 1 or 2 weeks, it's not that big of a problem, but as time goes on and as, you know, the risk of some kind of flood or rain or something that causes problems increases, then, you know, the risk of something going wrong for the public living around the sites increases.
The AP's Ellen Nick Meyer, and we will continue to watch all these concerns in the days to come.